to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambie.
I'm Ambie, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. We are back for another week and another beautiful Monday. I am Ambie, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Alexa.
Woo woo! What's up?
I like that.
Woo woo! Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. I like that. Happy Monday instead of like, it's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. I've got a case of the Mondays.
I've got a case of the Mondays.
It's Monday. Thank God it's Monday.
Yeah, thank God it's Monday. It's exciting.
How was your weekend, Ambie?
It was lovely. We had nothing on our itinerary, which is always nice. And my husband and I went on a date.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was really nice. It was really fun. It was just a relaxing weekend. We took the kids. My new thing with the kids, like, I freaking love it. I'll be like, you want to go on an adventure? And they're like, yeah. And we're like going to the gym, or like we're going to the grocery store. And they're like, this isn't an adventure. And I'm like, let's make it one. And so, like, we went to this different park we've never been to, but it was in, it was like in the woods. So we were like walking around in the trees and just like hanging out. It was really nice.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like an adventure.
It had me like really excited about the retreat coming up, because I was like, yeah, I get to be doing that.
Yeah, getting to be in nature.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was really, really awesome. I went to this Halloween. Like, I didn't celebrate Halloween last weekend when everyone celebrated it, because I knew I was going to this giant Halloween party on Friday, and which is on a huge ship called the Battleship New Jersey. And I, like, 2 days before the thing, I found this amazing alien. I got inspired. Wait, I really do want to share the story, actually, because I was thinking all weekend how, wow, like, I was literally led into the vortex, and then I had, like, the most vortexual experience ever. Like, I thought I was going to be a lion. I couldn't find any good lion costumes. I was really unhappy about it. I was just like, ugh. And then I was like, you know what, whatever. I'll just find something else. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, well, what would I want to be? I don't even want to be anything. I don't even care about things. And suddenly in my head popped this alien costume. Like, I saw myself as an alien. I saw myself with the two little, like, alien ball, you know, like the sticks and, like, the little bouncy balls on top of the head. And then, like, a silver holographic dress. Like, alien kind of outfit. And I saw this in my head and I go, yes, that's what I want to be. So then I got inspired to, like, go to this specific place the day after Halloween, the specific Halloween store. And I walk in and the store is, like, halfway empty. It looks like it's been demolished, basically. There's a guy there packing up some stuff. And I go, where are the alien costumes? And he points to, like, this little kids section. I go, no, like, the adult alien costumes. He goes, oh, well, we don't have any adult alien costumes. And so I'm like, oh. And so I kind of walk around and look what's left in the adult section. And then I go, okay, I'll check out, like, the little kids stuff. I don't know. Maybe they have a cool accessory. And I see the little kid alien costume. And it's the exact costume I had in my mind. The exact costume. I pull it out. I'm like, could this possibly fit me? And I put it up to myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make this work. This is gonna fit. I'm gonna make this fit. So I go home and I put it on, and it fits perfectly in this, like, way that, like, I imagined it to fit. And and the other thing was, like, it was the day after Halloween, so I got it half off, and it was a children's costume, so it was even cheaper. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then, anyway, I got so excited. I, like, posted a picture in our private Facebook group, Inner Bloomers, if you guys were in there that you saw it. I was like, oh, I'm dressing as John for Halloween. And I got really into it and so excited. And then on Friday, we went to the event, And like, I was just like so happy about my costume. I've never been more happy. And I felt so myself, like I couldn't explain. I was just like, oh my God, this is like who I am, an alien. And then this is so funny. I didn't tell you this, Ambia. Like I laugh so hard. So halfway through the night, we were standing somewhere outside and there was this guy, like my group of friends was hanging out. And there was this guy that was like hanging out nearby us. And he had this really funny, like I can't explain. It was like a hair mat. He just had a weird, funny costume. And we were talking to him and he was just like really vibing with us. And then I go, wait, what's your name? And he goes, John. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then I'm like, wait a minute, your name's John? And he goes, yeah. And I go, that's who I am. Like, that's who I'm dressed as. And he just looks at me and he raises his eyebrow. You mean like Jane? And I was like, no, John. And I keep like pointing to myself like, no, I'm John. And he's like, right, but you mean like Jane or like, you know, you're a girl. Like you're clearly – because the outfit – like the costume was super feminine, like a super sexy, like feminine alien.
And if you guys haven't seen it, check out Alexa's Instagram because there's a little video of her dancing and it's really cute.
Yeah, it's Alexa Soothes is my Instagram. You can check it out. But so he goes – he just keeps going, are you sure you don't mean Jane? I go, no, John. And then he goes, I don't understand. I was like, yeah, it's okay. He goes, no, you're going to have to explain. I was like, no, literally, I can't possibly explain this. And I just start laughing so hard. Like, I can't stop laughing. And he's like, no, tell me. I'm like, no. Like, there's literally like no possible way. And my partner's like, what are you talking about? I was like, my alien friend. And it was just like so funny. And then I told my other friends that were there know all about John. And I was like, and I explained the whole thing and they were just laughing so hard. They were like, oh my God. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was just funny. Like, it was just funny. So John was there in spirit and it was a good
probably night. Laughing too.
Oh yeah, he was totally laughing. We were having a good old time. So yeah, that was my weekend. It was good. Good times. But yeah, before we get into today's episode, Ambi, do you want to read a review?
I do want to read a review. I would love nothing more than let me pull it up. Okay. The title is Synchronicity and Manifestation Abounds. Oh my gosh. Did you read this before? Like you sent it to me?
I didn't.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. It is. Okay. It's by Mandy 503. I found this podcast through the podcast Positive Heads, like many of us. And wow, every time I listen, I'm just in awe. Alexa is such an amazing source of knowledge and love. And Ambi is so tuned in. The wisdom that she brings in from her channeling gives me goosebumps every time. I began my spiritual journey years ago and just kind of moved through life intuitively, but since I've been listening to these podcasts and focusing on keeping my vibe high, I've been manifesting things like crazy. Whenever I get into my ego or feel anxious or any of the bad habits we are all taught at lower vibrations, I listen to this podcast and it lifts me up to such a higher vibe. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Keep blooming, everyone. I love that. And how funny is the title? And we were just talking about synchronicities. I freaking love it so much. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Mandy. That's an awesome, perfect review for today. That was really beautifully said. So thank you. And let's also thank our Patreon patrons, Tammy Lip, Sheena Bone, Mimi Ebneter, Melanie Larson, Mariah Atkinson, Mandy Ford, Lisa Perez, Jamie McMahon, Jamie Edwards, Cheyenne Carroll, and Charm City Foster Mama on Instagram. You guys are whoop whoop. Yeah. Whoop whoop to you. today we are going to talk about how we are all both the messengers and the receivers of the messengers for the messages for each other. No, we're all the receivers of messages for each other and how we all kind of fit together in this puzzle, this giant puzzle. So, Ambi, do you want to explain what happened after our episode of Atlantis?
I do. Oh, my gosh. So I was given this on Thursday, and I didn't actually look at it until Friday. I remember exactly where I was when I saw it. So It was a video by one of our listeners who wants to remain nameless, and she is an artist. She's a painter. And she was listening to the first episode of Atlantis where we're just talking about it. And we're just, you know, sharing the information that we have about Atlantis. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. But we had already recorded the second episode at this point. She's telling us how she was painting and listening to the episode. And all of a sudden she had this urge to like speak in this different language. And she was kind of scared. Because of all the religious views that she had growing up. And then she starts saying things, and she recorded it, and she specifically said in there, like, this is for Ambie. This message is for Ambie. And I was like, what? Excuse me. And she was saying, what was the first thing she said? I can't remember. It was something like, I'm the leader, and I'm in charge, like just going off about being the leader. And then she started saying a different language. And when she said it, I knew this knowing inside of me that it was that incantation that I was trying to read from the second episode. She hadn't heard the second episode yet, which is blows my mind. But that incantation that I couldn't figure out like how to spell it. Reading has always been a sore topic for me. And just the pronunciation of different sounds and things like that, I've never been good at. And I need to stop telling that story, but that's another episode. Anywho, so I couldn't pronounce this incantation that I could see in front of me, but I couldn't pronounce it. And it reminded me so much of Harry Potter when Hermione is like, it's Leviosa. Like, it just reminded me. Yeah, it just reminded me of that, but it sounded like the first part of Leviosa, but not the last part of it, right? And there was a part in there in this woman's channeling that she was saying, and she said it, and I knew like that's what I couldn't pronounce, and it just blew my mind. And so I immediately, of course, I asked her if I could share this with Alexa, and then I sent it to Alexa, and it was so. I showed my husband, my mind was blown. My mind was like, how crazy is this? And like, I was just like kind of flabbergasted and so excited about the situation. And then I wanted to ask more information about her. So come to find out, like, she's very good at reading. She speeds reads. She reads for fun. She thinks it's easy. So her ability to get this information out there was not a difficult ability, right?
She said in the recording like that what was happening was, and by the way, we would have inserted this recording in here, but she thinks she deleted it, and that's fine
because she just confirmed.
Oh, she did delete it. Oh well, I listened to it a few times, but what, first of all, it was very like fast and very beautiful. Like what it sounded a lot like light language, to be honest. If you've ever heard light language, it sounded very, very much like that. Very, very fast, very ancient, very. And she was also saying that when she says it, it made her want to cry. It sounded very emotional. But then she also said she was explaining how she would speak it, and then she'd start explaining what was going on with her. And one of the things she said was, she's like, I don't know how to explain how it happened. She's like, I can just feel it's like a contraction. Like when you're having a baby, it's a contraction where you feel it, you tighten up, but then you just release and allow it. And it pushes through your body like an electrical like current or something, and it just forces itself out basically. And like that was what it sounded like. It was like she'd take a deep breath, and then it would suddenly be like, like that.
And then she would start to speak English and explain like what was going on in her body again. Like,
yeah.
So it was so cool. It was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It was very awesome. And it was very, I mean, it's funny because like Ambie was like super, I mean, I was blown away. I was like, wow, that's really cool. But at the same time, it's so funny because now as we're talking about it, I'm like, wow, I'm just getting really used to all this stuff because I'm just like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, you know, it's like, it really is freaking mind blowing if you think about it that like,
yeah.
Because Ambie and I, you know, Ambie was like, well, why did this happen or something like that? And I was like, well, it does make sense because, you know, like that was the one thing Ambie and I were tripping over a bit, or just like we kind of were getting like loop, like stuck on a bit of like, well, wait, can you, if you heard that second episode, we were like, well, can he pronounce it? Can he slow down? Can he write it out phonetically?
Yeah.
Can you, yeah, like how can we learn to say this type of thing? But I think, you know, the point was like we weren't getting it. And this was the path of least resistance. This listener was open to receive what it was that we wanted to hear. Like we let our desire go. And then this other person was the closest path of least resistance. And then she was guided to share it with Ambie. And she didn't know why at the time. Like she hadn't heard the second episode. And it's like, wow, to see that illustrated, to see the way that like the answer will come, like, and what you want will come. You just have to like not focus on it not coming. Cause honestly, like we got stuck on that, but then we moved on and I never thought of it again. Like I thought of it one time, but like not really. I wasn't dwelling on it like, oh my God, how are we gonna figure this out? It was just like, oh, okay. Just moving on. And so it shows you how, you know, when you can just let something go, it's going to come to you. And even in the most unlikely ways, like we weren't seeking out someone who could read this or translate this or whatever. It's like, but that person was found and that person allowed it to come through. And that person was received also the message to get to send it to Ambie. And I'll tell you this too, that if she had sent it to me, I would have been like, well, I don't know, that doesn't really sound like, I wouldn't have 100% identified it as the incantation that we were trying to translate but Ambie, like what I know about you, Ambie, is like that you know things, like you just know things, like, and I mean, you know this, but like that something doesn't have to match specific. Like I'm saying, I'm a more logical person, I think, than you are. You're a more like, when I say that, I just mean like I'm more like, well, show me the like, let me match this up perfectly type of thing. And you're more of like an energy, like knowing person, like you can feel when something is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I feel like like it's literally rings in my ear to this day. And you don't even say it to me anymore. But every time I would be like, oh my gosh, I thought that was going to happen. You'd be like, yeah, because you're psychic. And I'm like, oh, I never like, you know what I mean? It's almost like not taking ownership of it. But now it's like, oh, cool. I knew that was going to happen. And like, I just own it. And it's just, it is what it is. Or like today I was on the phone with my husband and I was like, you're going to get a promotion at work. And he's like, I hope so. That'd be cool. And I was like, no. I saw it happen just now. You're going to get a promotion at work and this and this and this and this and this are going to happen. And he's like, well, that would be awesome. I'm like, it will be awesome because it's going to happen. And he's like, okay, crazy. You can call me crazy, but like, I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
So it's definitely, that's a good point because as soon as she was speaking it, I knew like, this is what we were trying to get it. It was just this knowing of this is what we were trying to say. And I was saying it not very correctly. So I'm glad that like, someone intercepted, and maybe it was John, maybe it was our guide, maybe it was that Egyptian god, but it was amazing. It was, and I'm still geeking out about all of this because like I was telling this listener, she was like, I just don't want anybody to know about it because I'm afraid of what, like I tried to tell a few of my friends and they think I was possessed. And I understand that with all of my being, because it was so hard for me to tell people for so many years that I am able to see, you know, people that have passed over. I'm able to see things that a lot of other people can't see right now. And now I was explaining to her, like, now everybody in my life is magical. Literally almost every single person in my life is like geeks out about this stuff. So that's why for me, it's still so exciting and new because I'm like, you see it. I have proof. I have evidence. And like, it's so exciting. So.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. And like, gosh, this, speaking of, you know, magic, I mean, this whole weekend for me has been magical and like proof of the vortex. Like we're talking about like other people being the receivers, right, for you of like things that maybe you might be blocked off to. When I was at this when I was at this party on the ship, the Battleship New Jersey, on Friday night, I had so many instances where it was literally like I literally even said to everyone there, I'm like, do you not see what's happening right now? Like, do you see? Because there's this one time where you could go all over the ship, right? You could go all, there were so many areas where there was music and dancing, so many different like parts you could go into. And we were in this like one part in the very beginning, on one end of the ship. And then later we went on to the other end of the ship and we're in this room and it had a lot of ivy hanging from it. And we all loved this specific room and we kept calling it the ivy room. Then we went somewhere else after that. And after the third place we went, we were like, okay, let's go back to the ivy room. Yeah, let's go back to the ivy room. So my boyfriend, my partner, is like leading the way. And he always knows, like, he is the most, like, he knows where he is no matter what. I mean, like, he doesn't even need a phone. Like, he knows how to get wherever it is. He just has an amazing sense of direction. And so I've never questioned him when he's like going somewhere. I know he knows where he's going. So he's like leading everybody. And as soon as like we start walking, I'm thinking to myself, he's not going to the right place. Like, he's like, we said we're going to the ivy room, but I'm thinking this to myself. And I'm like, well, maybe he's going a back way. And we keep walking. And the more we keep walking, I'm like, where is he going? Like, and even my cousin is doing it too. And she's like, yeah, yeah. Like, she's like getting really excited about going that way. I'm like, wait, you guys, like, this is so clearly wrong. And I keep saying, I'm like, this is not the ivy room. And everyone's like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm like, we're not going to the ivy room. And suddenly my friend Nikki, who's like all into this stuff and she listens to the podcast, she grabs me. She goes, Lex, maybe we should just go with it. And I was like, oh yeah, maybe. And then suddenly I had this realization, like, oh, maybe they're leading me somewhere I want to go. Even though they think they're going somewhere, they're actually leading me to actually where we want to be, even though they think it's somewhere else. Does that make sense? And then we walk into the room, which is the wrong room, but the room where they thought it was the right room. We walk in. And suddenly we are in the perfect place at the exact right time. And all this crazy stuff starts happening around us. People start like lifting each other up, doing all this like weird acrobatic stuff. The coolest music I've ever heard comes on, like music I haven't heard since like 2006 that like no one ever plays. It was like the coolest group of people. It was like the hottest scene. Literally everyone just looks around and goes, what happened? Where are we? And I said to my partner, I was like, you never not don't know where you're going. You never. Like, never. And he was like, yeah, you're right. I don't know how I got this confused. And I was like, I know, because like some spirit or like John or someone got, or my higher whatever, someone got, made you think, some higher power made you think that you knew where you were going, because you always do, and made you so sure of it that you led us right to the spot where we all wanted to be. Even though we all said we wanted to go somewhere else. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And yep. It was just this moment of like, oh my God, it could not be more perfect. Like we could not. And if we had gone to this other room, we would have missed it. And like we were guided here. We were literally led here. And I tried to stop it. You know what I mean? And it's like just so many moments like that of realizing like we're always being guided. It's like we're on a ride, but like we let our logical mind get in the way, or like our plans get in the way of like where we're being guided. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, it's just so cool to realize how we're all cooperative components and we're all receiving like for each other, even if we don't realize it. And I had like another just quick example of that. Someone messaged me, another listener messaged me last night, and she was like, hey, and she said like she was so kind and was like saying thank you to me, just like for, I don't know, she was saying like some insight that I had on the podcast really helped her. But then she was sharing it with me what like her guides are telling her, and exactly what she said to me that her guides were telling her, I was like, oh, okay, you just delivered a message to me from my guides, because when I read the words, I was like, these could not be more clearly to me. And it was like she thought that she was just sharing something with me to be nice and to like offer that to me. But she didn't realize that what was also happening was like she was delivering a message for me, to me, that I needed to hear. And it's just amazing. Like, it's so amazing how that happens.
I literally had something happen today that I realized that like as you're saying it, it brought it out. Oh my God. So my realization is that yes, when you're in the vortex and everything's exciting and like, oh my God, you see it. You see like, look, it's 11:11 and look, and this synchronicity, and look at this, and oh my God, it's amazing. The leaves are so beautiful. But when you're out of the vortex, it's still happening. You're just not seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that is so clear right now. I'm freaking out because I'm not going to go into detail on the podcast, but I had a situation where my 9 to 5, I was going part-time, and I was going part-time just until other things pick up, right? Just for like money. And then something at my 9 to 5 happened to where I can no longer be here part-time. And I'm literally talking to someone today, and I said, it's unfortunate that this happened, because if it hadn't happened, I probably would have been okay working part-time for like another year. And then it hit me like, that's why this is fucking happening. Yeah. Because you're too comfortable here. You're too complacent, and it's time for you to move on. So if you're not going to go willingly, we are going to force you to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this situation looks bleak, and it looks dismal, and it looks like this unfortunate unfortunate situation happened. But in actuality, like, it's working in my benefit and all of our benefits all the time, even though it looks unfortunate. Like,
yeah,
it's totally working in our favor. I just had this epiphany just now, and it's so amazing.
That's funny, because
we talk about it all the time. But it's when you're happy and you're like feeling good, it's easy to be like, yeah, just live your best life, live in the vortex, and like whatever little quotes you want to hear. But when you're going through shit, it's like, I don't want to hear that. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
But knowing that, like, when you're in the shit, it's still working in your favor. You just look back, like, everybody right now that's listening, think about a time. I can think of a very particular breakup where you're going through it, and at the time you thought this was the worst thing that happened to you. This, it doesn't get any worse. Like, this is the worst thing that's happened. And then now you look back and you realize like how beneficial that was, because it brought you to where you are currently, or brought you to like a better place than you were at.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally. Like, something that's been popping into my head this weekend is like, has anything – I went through a moment where I felt like a little bit of lack. Like, I was feeling really abundant. I've been feeling really abundant the past like 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I went through this moment of like scarcity mindset almost. I was like, oh no. And I could feel myself going into those thoughts of like, oh no, I don't have enough, or what if I don't have enough type of thing. And then I had this thought come into my head that was like, have you ever not had enough? Like, literally specifically in the past like year, like when you've had these same sorts of thoughts that you're about to have right now, did you actually ever not have enough? And I was like, no, I never did. I remember many times where I thought, oh no, I'm in trouble, I'm not going to have enough. And then literally that never actually happened, like in those scenarios. So it's like, so do you even need to have these thoughts right now? No. Okay, great. So let's just get back on track. And I did. And my reality showed me that, you know what I mean? I don't really know why that specifically just came up, but that like came up really, really strongly. But yes, like essentially what I'm saying is just everything is right there all the time. It's just about how we're looking at it, obviously. But it's like when we can relax and know, just like in this first illustration of, you know, we just kind of relaxed about the incantation, even though in the moment we really wanted to know it. It was like, okay, well, whatever, we just relax. And then it came so strongly anyway. It came in like very intensely. And it's like, I have another example of this actually from Friday night of this party that I was at. I swear this whole party delivered to me like everything that I was looking for at once. It was like a moment where I was like determined to have a good time and determined to relax and let the night take me. And what manifested from that was like every single thing I've been looking for, I swear. I was in this other, I was in one of the rooms dancing, and there suddenly I felt someone looking at me, and there was this girl who also, my hair were in these two buns. I look over, this girl's hair was kind of in the same two buns, and she, there's just something like magnetic about her. I don't really know what it was, but she was looking at me and she was smiling. She was dancing with like her boyfriend and her friends, and I was kind of doing the same. And we just kept kind of looking at each other and smiling at each other. And I felt this very strong pull of like, you should talk to her. You should talk to her. But then all of a sudden, she just came over to me and she was like, oh my God, I just love everything that you're about right now. I'm just like loving it. And I was like, oh my God, me too. And we just like hugged, like we were best. It was very weird. Like my boyfriend was like, do you know her? I was like, no, I don't. Like it just, she came over to me and we said this to each other. And anyway, I go, where do you live? She tells me where. And then I go, what do you do? She goes, I'm a photographer. And I'm like, oh my freaking God. Like I have been looking for a photographer in the Philadelphia area for months, literally for months.
Yeah, Alexa and I have been talking about it actually for a couple months now. Yeah.
For months. And being like, well, and literally like wanting someone specifically who is like a specific style and likes to do specific types of photography. And this was just like, I literally felt something pulling on me saying, you need to connect with her. And then I do. And it's like, oh, here you go. The photographer you've been looking for. Sure. Yeah. And then she messages me immediately after. She's like, when can we meet for coffee? Like, let's do stuff. Like, let's do it. And so now we're meeting on Thursday. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Like, here is this missing piece of like something that I've literally been saying has been missing for months. But then in that moment, I wasn't saying it was missing anymore. And there it was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like really amazing to know and see all the ways in which the universe is constantly ready to provide if you just stop closing the door. Like if you just stop pushing it away in the way that you do by feeling uncomfortable or feeling like you need to get somewhere that you're not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so amazing and incredible, and I freaking love it. And I'm just in awe right now about like all the synchronicities, and it feels good. It feels good. And then so that's what I was doing. So the message essentially is like sometimes people are bringing you messages, and sometimes they seem negative, and sometimes they seem positive. But it's all working in your favor. It doesn't matter what it seems like. Just receive the message that you're being given.
Yeah, because everything is a message. And if you don't get the message, it's going to get louder and more in your face. And it's like if you don't realize that it's happening for you, it's going to seem really annoying and unfortunate. But it never is. It never is. Because it's always an opportunity to – I got a download a couple nights ago. I think I wrote it down, and it was something like – the second that you realize the lesson you're supposed to learn from something, it dissolves. Like it literally – the charge around it will dissolve and you can move through it. It's just like a level of a video game. It's like the second that you realize how to beat the game and to beat that level, and to beat the level, you just have to understand what you need to learn from it. You have to understand what it's there to teach you. Everything dissolves around it. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't hold the same weight anymore and you can actually move through it. And that like that's what every single circumstance is here to teach you. It's like – It's one of these things. It's like when I heard this in my head, it was like mind blowing because I was like, whoa, like I can dissolve situations like this just by being very conscious and aware of why it's happening. Just understanding why this is here right now. If I can understand it, then first of all, the lesson can be over because I'm getting what I need to it from it, and I don't have to keep creating it. Because the only reason we keep creating it something is because we're unconscious about it. Because like, why would we keep creating these situations? For example, sometimes I hope my cousin doesn't care about this, but my cousin, it's like I'm watching her go through certain things, and there's a certain thing that happens like with her family, let's say, that I'm like it kind of happens over and over again just in different forms each time. And it's like I keep being so aware. I'm like, you know, this just keeps happening until you're ready to learn, until you're ready to see what's going on, until you're ready to take certain responsibility for like you creating this, and because it's you trying to teach yourself this. But then again, it's not my lesson to learn. It's her lesson to learn. It's her stuff to move through. But it's interesting to see it with other people because it helps you learn about yourself, because when you can – I feel like it's easier to see with other people because you don't have so many blinders on with them. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say that. Like it's easier to the message that I've been given lately is that it's easier to see it from like a broader perspective when you're not in it, because like the information, the image that I'm getting is like being pulled upward, right? And looking down on everybody else. Like you can see
a aerial view.
Bigger, an aerial view. Yeah, you can see a pretty larger area if you're in an aerial view position. But if you're down on the ground, you can't see as much when you're in it, right?
Yes.
And that's just like that. That's such a, everybody, like you, when you're in a relationship and everybody's telling you, do this, do this, do this, and you can't see it, it doesn't seem like common sense to you. Mm-hmm. But then again, when you're the other person looking at a relationship, you're like, well, obviously, this is what needs to happen. Yeah. So it's so fascinating and it's so interesting because we all have these different things. And when different people are telling you that, maybe it's a message that you're supposed to be receiving, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely is. Everything is. And I, when you were talking about the aerial view, I think Abraham Hicks says something like this, like if you could see, if you could, she basically, they basically say, if you could see like that aerial view of your lives, you would realize that like your life is essentially like a situational comedy. Like it's not this like tragedy that you, or drama.
Yeah.
It's like you would laugh because you'd realize how everything is around you all the time. You just can't see it. You know, like you just can't, what you're looking for is right there intersecting with you, almost intersecting with you all the time. And you're not far from it, but you just kind of keep putting your walls up in certain ways. And like, so it's, yeah. And so I guess the lesson is, or I guess like the challenge here is, you know, like how can you take away something from everyone you interact with, even the ones that you're like, oh, get away from me, or like the ones that bother you the most. It's like they actually probably have the biggest messages for you, you know?
Yeah, they do. And people change, like people will change, like what the way you're perceiving them will change. And it's not that the people are changing, it's just that the way that you're perceiving them is changing because of how you're the different aspects that you're looking at them through. Does that make sense? That was really choppy.
No, it does. I actually, this is something I want to do a whole episode on about, like, you know, because this is something huge. I've been just, it's being drilled into me over and over. It's like, you are never upset with other people. You are upset with yourself, and the other people are reflecting it to you, or they're reflect, or you're being bothered by yourself and the other people are reflecting that to you. And everything is just coming to in response to what you're giving off. And so, especially in relationships, like you think that you're pissed at the other person, or you think the other person is the problem, but it really is always and forever about your relationship with you. And it like sounds corny, but like it's truly the truth, because it's like thinking about, you know, sometimes I'll realize if I catch myself sitting on the couch feeling unmotivated, I will literally sometimes start to blame my partner. And then I go, what is – this is not his fault. This has nothing to do with him. He's just here.
Well, obviously it's his fault. So right. Clearly
No, but it makes sense to our logical brain, right? We go, well, this person's here doing this and I'm joining them, so it's their fault. They're a bad influence or something.
Right. They're
and
a it's bad like, influence on me. Yeah. They're and not it's motivating like, me to do what I need to do. But in actuality, like you need to motivate you to do what you need to do.
Exactly. And the reason I'm pissed is because I'm out of sync with myself. I'm out of my alignment. I'm out of my power. If I was in my alignment, I wouldn't care what anyone is doing. And I've experienced that, so like huge glimpses of that, especially in the past week or 2 weeks. I've been in such alignment that literally I feel that thing that Abraham Hicks talks about, where it's like I don't care what anyone's doing because I feel so good that it doesn't matter. And like that's what I think we're all aiming for, is getting to the place where we feel so good with ourselves that it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing or chooses to do, because we're going to be in our power and be seeing through the eyes of source, like seeing through the eyes of love. So it doesn't matter what anyone's doing, because all we'll see is like the positive aspects of them, you know?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Man.
It's power.
Power. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Awesome. Well, so actually just a quick little announcement. Next So on Wednesday, the episode is actually going to be a live episode. We are going to be it's an interview episode with an awesome energy healer, Jerome Gross. And he is really, really wise. I actually came across him on Facebook a few weeks ago when I was going through some anxiety. He was doing some like live healing. Really, he has like a really beautiful method and he's really well spoken and he's just a really great energy. And he was working on me a bit like through the computer basically. And I was like, you know what, you should come on the show. And he listened to the show and he really liked it. So we are going to do a Facebook Live with him. It's at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. So we'll just take the audio from that episode and release it Wednesday night for the episode. But if you want to get some healing and interact with him and be a part of the interview, then make sure to check out our Facebook page, Inner Bloom Podcast, where we will be doing the interview. Okay? Cool.
Cool. I don't know if you're waiting for me to respond. Cool.
Yeah, you're my – yeah. Cool. All right.
I'm going to be there. I'm excited.
Yeah, you
I'm
will pumped. Be there. Yeah. I'm pumped too. All right. Well, hope you bloomers have a beautiful rest of your Monday. And
it's Monday, bitches.
We love you. Keep on blooming.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Bloom Podcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.